Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Company H. Orr, A Sideshow of the Big Show is Samuel R. Watkins' Memoir of Service as a Private in Company H of the 1st Tennessee Infantry during the American Civil War. Written years after the conflict and first published in the late 19th century. The book is widely regarded as one of the most vivid first-hand accounts by an ordinary Confederate soldier. Rather than presenting the war through strategy, politics, or command decisions, Watkins records the experience of marching, hunger, fear, disease, battlefield confusion, comradeship, and loss. His narrative follows the Army of Tennessee through major campaigns and battles, including Shiloh, Chickamauga, Kennesaw Mountain, Atlanta, Franklin, and the final surrender. The book combines grim realism with irony and humor, giving it a distinctive literary quality. Its purpose is not systematic history, but remembered witness, a ground-level account of how war was endured by men who rarely controlled the events that shaped their lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Civil War seen from the ranks rather than from headquarters, the central value of Company H is its perspective. Watkins writes as a private soldier, not as a general defending decisions or a politician explaining causes. This changes the scale of the war. Battles are not primarily presented as elegant maneuvers on a map, but as noise, smoke, exhaustion, surprise, hunger, and sudden death. The reader sees how little the ordinary soldier often knew about larger plans, and how much his world was defined by immediate pressure staying alive, keeping up on marches. Finding food, locating comrades, and obeying orders that might or might not make sense at ground level. This viewpoint makes the book especially useful as social and military history. It reveals the distance between official narratives and lived experience. Campaigns that later appear orderly in summaries become confused and unstable when seen by a participant in the line. Watkins does not eliminate the importance of strategy, but he reminds readers that strategy was paid for by bodies, nerves, and endurance. The result is a memoir that restores proportion to Civil War memory by placing the common soldier at the center of interpretation. Secondly, hardship, hunger, disease, and fatigue as the daily structure of war, Watkins repeatedly shows that combat was only one part of soldiering. Much of the suffering in Company H comes from the routine surrounding battle-long marches, poor rations, exposure, sickness, inadequate clothing, and physical depletion. This emphasis is historically important because it corrects a common tendency to remember war mainly through dramatic battlefield moments. For infantrymen in the Civil War, survival depended as much on endurance during campaigns as on courage under fire. Watkins' attention to hunger and exhaustion explains why morale could rise or collapse independently of formal victory or defeat. A soldier might survive a battle, yet be weakened by weeks of marching, disease, and uncertainty. The memoir also shows how armies consume the bodies of their own men through logistical failure and relentless movement. These details make the war less abstract. They demonstrate that military history cannot be understood only through commanders and outcomes. It must also account for the material conditions under which men fought. Watkins records these conditions without turning them into theory, but the cumulative effect is analytical. His memories show how hardship shaped perception, discipline, and the practical limits of military power. Thirdly, battlefield death presented without romantic decoration. One of the most striking qualities of Company H is its refusal to make death orderly or noble in a conventional literary sense. Watkins describes friends and comrades being killed, wounded, or lost with a plainness that gives the memoir much of its force. Death often appears sudden, arbitrary, and resistant to explanation. Men who have shared marches and jokes may disappear in an instant, not because of dramatic destiny, but because a shell, bullet, or tactical error placed them in the wrong place. This treatment matters because many post-war accounts, especially in commemorative traditions, tended to convert battlefield loss into symbols of glory, sacrifice, or regional honor. Watkins does not deny bravery, but he does not let bravery erase the horror of what happened. The emotional power comes from accumulation rather than melodrama. By naming the ordinary conditions of death, he makes the cost of the war harder to simplify. His perspective also exposes the limits of heroic language. Courage may be real, but it does not make war clean, meaningful, or fair. In this way, the memoir stands as a corrective to romantic military memory. Fourthly, humor and irony as tools for surviving fear and disorder. Although Company H is filled with hardship, it is not written in a single grim tone. Watkins uses humor, irony, and comic understatement to describe situations that are often dangerous or absurd. This does not weaken the seriousness of the memoir. Instead, it helps explain how soldiers psychologically endured events that could otherwise overwhelm them. Camp jokes, sharp observations, and ironic comments create distance from fear without denying it. The humor also reveals the practical intelligence of soldiers, who understood that official language often failed to match reality. orders, speeches, and patriotic claims could appear ridiculous when measured against empty stomachs, muddy roads, and confused retreats. Watkin's comic style, therefore, has historical meaning. It shows how humor functioned as a form of morale, criticism, and emotional self-defense. His writing has often been admired because it balances entertainment with moral weight. Readers are drawn into the human texture of the experience, but the laughter rarely becomes simple amusement. It coexists with grief and danger. This tonal mixture is one reason the book remains readable beyond specialist Civil War audiences and continues to feel immediate rather than merely archival. Lastly, memory, limitation, and the value of an imperfect eyewitness. Company H is a memoir, not a battlefield report written in the moment, and that distinction matters. Watkins composed his account years after the Civil War, drawing on memory, personal experience, and the perspective of a survivor. As a result, the book can contain limited knowledge of command decisions, imperfect chronology, or recollections shaped by later reflection. These limitations do not reduce its importance. They define the kind of evidence it provides. The memoir is strongest when it conveys what the war felt like to an enlisted man in the Army of Tennessee. It is less useful as a complete guide to strategy or political causation. Modern readers benefit from approaching it with both respect and caution. Watkins can be deeply truthful about fear, hardship, comradeship, and death, even when specific details require comparison with other historical sources. This balance is central to responsible reading of firsthand accounts. The book gives access to emotional and social realities that official records rarely preserve, while also reminding us that every witness sees from a position. Its historical power lies in the combination of vivid immediacy and human partiality. In conclusion, Company H is best suited for readers who want to understand the American Civil War at the level of lived experience rather than institutional summary. Students, teachers, Civil War enthusiasts, military historians, and general readers interested in memoir will find it especially valuable. Its practical benefit is not a set of lessons and tactics, but a disciplined awareness of what war does to ordinary people. It exhausts bodies, narrows attention, intensifies comradeship, and exposes the gap between public language and private suffering. Intellectually, the book helps readers question romantic versions of battle and recognize the importance of primary testimony in historical interpretation. Compared with many Civil War books focused on presidents, generals, campaigns, or ideology, Watkins' memoir stands out because it remains close to the ground. It does not offer a full political explanation of the Confederacy or a comprehensive military history, and it should not be treated as one. Its distinction is narrower and more durable. It preserves the voice of a common soldier who survived many of the Western theater's most brutal campaigns and described them with candor, humor, and sorrow. That combination makes the book one of the most enduring soldier memoirs of the Civil War. If you would like to support Samuel R. Watkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.